Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Today we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch, so let's check it out.
Next into the tank is a more civilized way to handle your daily business.
Hi Sharks, my name's Sean Riley and I'm here with my good friends Ryan Megan and Jeff Klimkowski, and we're the guys of Dude Products hailing from Chicago, Illinois.
But you can just call us the Dudes.
Dude.
And we're here today seeking $300,000 in exchange for 10% of our company.
Sharks, are you still wiping the old fashioned way with just toilet paper? If so, you're a chump and your ass probably hates you for it. But hey, what's a dude to do? You could try some baby wipes.
But we're not babies, we're dudes.
So we created the award-winning Dude Wipes. They're the very first wipes for, well, dudes. They're flushable, biodegradable, have soothing aloe, and the answer to every dude's prayers.
Now, dudes from all walks of life can use Dude Wipes. From blue-collar dudes to college bros to business guys, even moms with little smelly dudes. I've even caught my wife stealing Dude Wipes.
And Dude Wipes aren't just for taking care of business on the throne. They're also safe for your face, pits, hands, and they combat stank for all dude regions.
So, Sharks, which one of you are ready to join in the crusade of saving the world
one dude at a time?
This is the pitch that I actually looked for, because just this past weekend, I went on a camping trip and I went to Bass Pro Shops and I had to get some things. And guess what I picked up and I saw? I saw these on the shelves. I was like, oh my gosh, that was on Shark Tank. I gotta go back and find that episode and make sure I do a reaction to it. But I bought these products just this past weekend when I went, and I took them on a camping trip with me. And so I love them, but I wanted to go back and revisit this pitch for this reason. And so let's finish checking it out.
Robert, don't go up and try that.
No, please do, Robert. Let's
see.
See.
You guys like to check them
yeah.
out?
Yeah, let's try them.
We will hook you up with the Dude Wipes.
Dude!
Here you go, Robert. You can take one of our soft packs.
Does it have, like, dude cologne scent?
No, it's actually
fragrance-free and fresh scents. So the one Mr. Wonderful holding is a natural health and beauty product.
That fits me. I'm natural. I'm beautiful. So here's a question for you dudes. Usually when I go anywhere, there's already toilet paper there for me. Now I have to carry the dude wipe with me.
Right. Well, don't you get the difference?
No, what's the difference?
What's the difference?
That's the compliment to toilet paper. You yeah. finish yeah. off with the
dude wipe. Oh, this is the finishing?
Yeah, it's
the
finishing. Yes.
We call it the second to last wipe.
See, we were using baby wipes in our apartment in Chicago. That's how we got started.
No, dude. I don't buy
100%.
It.
No.
I don't buy it.
No,
three
listen.
Guys living
wait,
together
wait.
In Chicago and you're using baby wipes?
Well, yeah, we were.
But I'm going to tell you something. There's a little problem with this. The minute I took it out of the package, my finger went right through that. It's too fragile.
It's tragic,
actually.
By the
way, this is too small for my husband. He's 6'1". I mean, I feel like he needs something twice as big as this.
We're having a lot of fun with it. Let's get serious about the opportunity, because you can prove us all wrong and our skepticism by telling us you have lots of sales, because you put a valuation on this business of $3 million. If you don't have sales, I'm gonna wipe your know-what with this.
So year to date, we have $300,000, but we're projecting $1.5 million
Why?
For this year. Because we just landed a $2 to $3 million contract to go nationwide with Kroger.
Wow.
Kroger's putting you in? Dude Wipes are going into Kroger?
We've already tested with them, and this is a complete national rollout in the toilet paper aisle, which is the most consumable aisle.
So basically what we're doing is we're rolling out in 1,500 to 2,200 stores. It's about $168,000 a month.
What do you sell it for?
$649 Kroger will be selling that guy for. We make about 40% margin in stores and 60% margin online.
So yours sells for $649. What does a baby wipe, same package, sell for? I just want to do a comparison.
Probably half the price for the same size.
So
Now, I don't know if they were on sale or not at the place that I got them from, but they were only $3.99. And so that's why I grabbed two of them. I grabbed the regular flushable wipes because I figured I'll need those while camping. And I stayed in a tent. And so I wasn't in the cabin area. I was in a tent area. So I had to use the, you know, the common bathroom or restroom area. And so I was glad that it said flushable. And then she said something about them being small. These are a little small, you know, so they are kind of weak. But these right here, these are like big towels. It's the dude shower, I guess. They sell them as body wipes. I know you guys can't see it, but it says body wipes. And so this is the flushable wipe. Both of them are, well, this one says do not flush. But the, and they're bigger and they're thicker, and they have some suds to them, some subsiness to it. And so coming back from the beach, we went to the beach, coming back from the beach, doing a quick wipe down, you know, of some areas, this was pretty useful. And then of course I just took these everywhere. I had them in my backpack with me and just went everywhere with them. And so, you know, they didn't cost $6.49. Again, this was aired back in 2015, so maybe they got a deal. I didn't even see if they got a deal before I reacted to it, and so we'll find that out together. So maybe they got a deal and they were able to bring it down, or over the years, this is 2015, so, and I'm talking about today, 2022 is when I saw these in the aisle for $3.99, and I picked up both of them, so they weren't that much.
What are you gonna do with my $300 if I give it to you?
Well, we're gonna use that to go get new big box retailers. We have the working capital, we have the money to do Kroger.
So Jeff, you've done 300,000 in sales. What's your marketing spend?
We spend 10 to 15% for every dollar we spend, so we reinvest.
So you're not making any money yet, right?
Well, no, we are, because we have 40% gross
but
margin.
Are you paying yourselves anything?
We're paying Sean.
On the full-time salary to get the company going.
And what are the other dudes doing?
So I'm an investment banker.
I work for my dad's manufacturing company.
What do you manufacture?
Actually, believe it or not, luxury mobile restroom trailers and showers.
It's in your blood.
That's right.
Guys, look, I like what you're doing. I think you'll be successful, but I've got two problems. I just don't see me as a wipes kind of guy. I'm sorry. Second, I think you're underestimating the amount of marketing dollars it's going to take to really open up a new category. I don't think it's a ride that I can take, so for those reasons, I'm out.
Appreciate your points.
Thank you.
Let me tell you what I think. I haven't had my husband step foot in a toilet paper aisle since I married him. Men don't shop for toilet paper for the most part. Their wives do. So I think you have to sell it to the wife. I'm not sure they're going to buy in, especially with the advanced knowledge that the price on these dude wipes are exactly double what they paid for the baby wipes. Also, I punched my finger through it without even trying.
That scares
me. I can't shake that out of my head. So I wish you luck, but they're not for me. I'm out.
I'm not trying to get all technical or whatever here, but the wipe is done after you wipe with tissue. So you make sure your butt is clean and then you wipe for any, you know, the after effect of that. But anyway, to each their own.
Of you dudes, I like what you're doing, but you want $300,000 for 10%. Why? Where does that come from? I know you're getting into Kroger,
yeah.
But...
I mean, basically, 2 to 3 times your revenue, and I understand we're very
revenue
early and all
no,
that kind of stuff.
Guys, you know this. You're the banker guy. You're worth about $1 million today. You said $300,000 pre-tax, about $230,000 after tax. No one's going to pay you more than 5 times for that.
No one's going to value you at an EBITDA multiple or an earnings multiple. But you three dudes are going to run fast. I want to come along and run too. But the value I see is $300,000 for 25%. Because to get to the $3 million value, I see risk.
I wasn't gonna give you any more than that either. That's my offer. I'd give you $300,000 for 25%. That's the right price given the challenges ahead. It's a fair price, actually.
Dude, he's trying to wipe you out.
No, I don't think you're gonna.
I think it's
unless Lori can
let
take.
Let me share with you my thoughts. From the female point of view, I think the fact that you guys are cleaner dudes is quite appealing. I think your packaging is great. It's very clear. Dude wipes. Can't be simpler than that. And in the right section, you know just what it's for.
Sounds like a big offer is coming.
But I feel I don't agree with the $3 million valuation. For that reason, I'm out. But
what?
I love what you're doing.
Yeah, but Lori, why are you out?
I'm leaving it to my dudes next to me. So guys, you have two offers. What are you gonna do?
The entrepreneurs have two offers on the table from Robert and Kevin, both at $300,000 for 25% of Dude Wipes, wet wipes for men.
So guys, you have two offers. What are you gonna do?
You'd like the counter? $300,000 for 20% of the company, but splitting. So $150,000 for 10% of the company by Kevin, $150,000 for 10% of the company by Robert.
Asking them both to go in.
Not changing the value.
Can't do it. You know, if you get two sharks, that's even more valuable.
Yeah, I was actually thinking if you want two of us, we should go to 30%.
Yeah, you know, I have the feeling too.
We'll do a deal at 25.
Two sharks are worth.
Two sharks at 25.
They just said two sharks at 25.
Yeah, but they're changing
your mind.
I appreciate Robert's greed, and I'm endorsing it now. Guys, 30%, we're going to make this work for you. It's very, very hard to get two guys to play ball like this.
Well, dudes.
We'll take the initial offer for 25%.
Let's do the classic negotiating. Let's split the middle.
Two
27
sharks.
And a half.
27 and a half.
Tell them to 25. Shove it up there, bud.
25 is worth. 25 and we got a deal. Okay, we started at 10, so.
Kevin, Robert.
I think the extra 2.5 is worth having two guys.
That tells you they're not that into it in the first place.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Mark, you make comments like that. You're not
it's
even
true.
In the deal. It's our
true.
Money. We can do what we want.
Well, Mark,
what
it,
did he
it
say?
Goes the other way, too.
Save your soul and get out of here without these guys.
Robert pissed off. He closed this book, threw it down. He is mad. And even when Mark said something, you saw his eyes roll like, shut up, dude.
They switched the deal on
here's the
Look
thing. Here's the thing, you guys. It should be painful if it's a great deal and it's hurting you. It's a good deal.
And why would the 2.5 mean anything to these guys? They're just being greedy.
You got to look at it from my perspective. I'm lowering my own equity. I'm taking less to get Kevin involved. I see value of having multiple guys. It's 27 and a half. Everybody has an opinion once they're out.
They're fighting over 2.5%. What do you want to do? How long do you want to wait?
Think of the sharks. You got a bully and a pretty boy. Seth.
See, isn't that funny how there's so much talk from people
Barbara,
when
you're
they
just
go
making
out.
Noise.
All right, what do you guys want to do? You have one decision to make, and then once you've made it, it's over.
That's not reassuring.
I'll do it. Come on.
What?
$300K, 25%. Yeah.
Entirely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We'll crush
awesome.
It.
Thank you.
Wow. Who saw that coming? Robert pissed off. Robert mad, baby. He is mad, baby. Oh, my gosh. Wait, y'all. I got to gather myself. Oh, Mark be something else, baby. But, okay, here we go. Dude Wipes came into the tank asking for $300K for 10% equity. They kept going back and forth. At first, Robert was in with 25%, and then Kevin came in with a different, 25% as well. I don't know who was first, but I just got it wrote down like this. And so both of them were separate and wanted to give $300K for 25%. They were going back and forth with the negotiation. The guy settled on both of them for the 25%, but then Kevin and Robert wanted to bump it up to 27.5. And you could tell it was just kind of penny pitching at that point. But out of nowhere, literally nowhere, I didn't even have time to write down what Mark was saying before they had shook and said the deal was done. Mark came in and said he would do the deal with what they were asking, 25% for the 300K. So y'all know I'm going to have some updates. I want to know if this deal fell through or if they really inked the deal. Like if Mark went ahead and signed the papers, or if that was just some strategy to get them off of, you know, Kevin and Mark trying to haggle them on the equity. That was crazy, y'all. And I mean, when I did glance up and catch it, the other dude was like, yeah, sure, we'll do that. And then he just went and shook on the deal. So the dudes from Dude Wipes from Chicago, baby, they ended up getting a deal with Mark Cuban for their product. Make sure y'all hit that description, hit those links to read the articles about what happened after this deal, because I'm dying to know as well. So make sure you check that out and let me know what you thought about this in the comments. This was cool, y'all. Mark is crazy. But I hope everything went through. Again, this was 2015. It's 2022 now. So we're going to see how they are doing in business today. We know they're in business because I got their products right here on the table. So let's see how they're doing. Make sure you hit that description box, y'all. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate that. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber if you like this content. And make sure you check us out for the next ones.
Good luck, guys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what style?
I originally was hesitant because I'm not going to be a wipes guy. That's not my style.
You might.
But these guys were smart. They were aggressive. They knew what they were doing.
This couldn't have worked out better. Mark came in out of nowhere, swooped it up, and that was beautiful.
Mark's the dude.